In 2014, I quit my job as a CPA in Italy and I moved to the United States to improve my English. This is how my entrepreneurial journey started, and since then, I've been focusing on growing myself to grow my business. In this podcast, I just want to create a collection of all the lessons that I learned through my mistakes and the success that came from the wins, going through all the stories, the fan facts, and the anecdotes that I've been experiencing through this journey. My name is Christina, and let's start collecting picture memories. I don't know if I share with you the reason why I started to work with my current business coach, but one of the two reasons why I decided to work specifically with her was because she said in the very first meeting we had together that my business could grow only as much as I personally can grow. So I was already fascinated and interested in personal development and personal growth, but since that day, I became obsessed with it because I really want to expand and grow my business. And I know that the only way I can do it is investing in myself and growing myself. That's why I always try to learn something new every day. I try to read something different and something new every day to become a better person, to learn a new skill that I can use in my business. And something that I'm really passionate about is actually relationships. Relationships like with your loving partners, or like with friends or family or your employees. And I recently have been reading a book that I renamed The Bible, The Second Bible by John Gray. John Gray is the author of Men Come from Mars and Women Come from Venus, I think. But he also wrote another book that is the one that I'm reading that is called What Your Mom Couldn't Tell You and Your Father Didn't Know. And it explains to you the difference between men and women and why we don't understand each other. And basically, the reason why we don't understand each other is that because we speak different languages. Like, pretend that women speak Chinese and men speak Arabic. And when you talk to men, you're like, why don't you get this? Because you're speaking another language. And we, most of the time, we fight this. Like, we're like, how the hell is so clear? Everybody gets me. Why don't you get me? But most of the time, I fight with my manager when she goes like, how come the people don't understand? I'm like, you can either fight that and it's not going to change, or you accept that fact and then you act in a different way. Take that into consideration and change your behavior, change your actions, taking that as the starting point, because you can't change people. You have to go along with them and act in a way that make possible, like working with them is possible. And what I found out also recently around this topic is I take for granted that people think like me and they are like me. I mean, that they are like me, I know it, like I'm different. I behave in a different way most of the time, but it's okay. I get it. But I was training somebody a couple of weeks ago on something that to me was like so basic, but I'm like, okay, I'm going to take the time, sit down with him and teach him how to purchase this thing on the internet, on a website. Consider that the way I was trained and the way I was raised was like, this is how they train me. Oh, you figure it out. And all the time I had to figure it out by myself. And I did it. So to me, this is a normal way to learn something. Just figure it out. Or like my brother says, just Google it. I'm like, okay. So I know that people are different. Especially I have a couple of employees who lack self-esteem like 100%. So I need to help them to gain self-esteem. So I sit down with them, I go step by step, and I show like, you go here, I save the website here, so you don't need to remember the password, and then you go here, it's like reorder. So everything is very basic. And then to me, I'm like, okay, I did the extra mile, I sat down with them, I explained it step by step, we're good. I take for granted that I'm good, I did my job. And then comes the day that they need to order it by themselves, and blank. Like, I don't know how to do it. And I'm like, how the hell is that possible? The problem is, I think that because I explained it and I trained this person, it's okay. We got it. The problem is, this person doesn't have any self-esteem. So the moment I say, I'm going to teach you, I'm going to show you how to do it, this person goes panic mode. And nothing is going to be recorded in the brain because the anxiety level is up here because I'm sitting with him, I'm training him, and he's thinking, oh my God, I don't know how to do it, I don't know how to do it, I don't know how to do it, all the time. So everything I said goes bye-bye. Nothing is recorded, and I think, I'm like, why? So I completely need to change my approach and start thinking like they do. And I'm like, I need to start like, don't worry, we're going to do it again. And then what I need to do is to print out every single step and make a manual. But in my mind, it's so nonsense that I'm like, why? It's so easy. But the more you keep saying it's so easy and you fight the reality, the more you lose time because it's never going to change. People are not like you. They don't think like you. They don't act like you. Just look what you have in front of your face. You trained. You thought you trained, but nothing worked. So either you change the way you did it and you go along with the person they are, the kind of person they are, or you have to do it every single time again, or you keep doing it yourself. That is not what I want to do. So I really have to make an effort, like change my mindset and talk to people and ask, what do you think? So how do you process this? Like, what was in your mind when I was talking? Or find out the way they think. Because when you find out how they think, you can solve the problem. And until you don't know, you don't know. And you just go in autopilot like the way you go. But it's not how it works, unfortunately or fortunately. Because I've been having one-on-one meetings with all of my employees in January because I want to work with them on what they have to get better at, like what we need to change in the business. And I want to have their own perspective on things. And when you talk to several people about one topic, you have the opportunity to gain different point of views that you wouldn't have in any other way have, because you can only see anything with your eyes. And you cannot change your perspective unless you compare your perspective with somebody else's. And to me, it's just priceless. It's the opportunity that you don't want to lose. But many times we're like, no, I'm the boss. I know. I'm like, I don't want to hear. I know what's right. But actually, you don't know. You think your way, but don't miss the opportunity to gain other perspectives, because it's going to give you the opportunity to have a 360 degrees picture that you wouldn't have in any other way. And to me, this is like the biggest growth that I could have so far. Because even when I was talking to people and I was finding out what they want to do, because I asked, what are your goals? And then what, like personal goals, like business goals, like professional goals. And people like, I never thought about it. I thought that I would think about my goals when my kids grown up. And I'm like, no, this is the time. And you find out that people want to open their own business, or people want to go to the gym, but they cannot commit, or they don't want to learn English, or they don't know how to manage money and they want to get better at that. And you can become part of it. So basically, what you do, I always say that what you do by giving is actually you're getting back more than what you gave. And people don't realize that actually giving is a very selfish action, because You do it because you want to feel better. And at the end of my one-on-one meetings, I felt so good, like so good that I was able to help people. They can find in me somebody who cares, because I really care about my people. And this is my mission in life, helping people in what they want to do. But you need to speak their language. Like, forget that I have to speak Spanish with half of my employees, but It's literally, you need to learn what is gonna, why they are worried, why they don't believe in themselves, why they think that they can't do it, while in the meantime, they show you that they can. So supporting them in their growth is gonna allow you to grow as a person and grow as a business. But don't forget, don't take for granted. Nobody thinks like you do. You need to find out how they think if you really wanna get to them. And this is my biggest lesson of the week that I got and I wanted to share with you. Hey, podcast family, if you're more of a visual learner or just love watching someone talk with their hands as much as I do, you've got to check out this episode on YouTube. I didn't realize how much I move my hands while talking until I would watch the video myself. As a true Italian, I'm practically a human marionette. So don't miss out half of my passionate speech. Subscribe to our Healthy Italia YouTube channel that you can find below and never miss my hands talking ever again. I'll see you there.